This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Jana. The Assam government has given its in-principle nod to the initiation of the process for socio-economic assessment of the five indigenous Muslim communities, the Goria, Muria, Deshi, Sayyid and Jolha. This decision was taken at a meeting chaired by Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma in Guwahati yesterday. The Chief Minister said that on its completion, the data can be utilized by the Assam government to take steps for comprehensive socio-political, academic and economic uplift of the five indigenous Muslim communities. The state cabinet has already approved the indigenous status for these five communities. Union Minister of State, Ministry of Communication, Devusind Chauhan, visited Rebhoi district yesterday in Meghalaya and chaired the review meeting on aspirational district program at Nongpor. Presentations on the progress of works were given by the Rebhoi Deputy Commissioner Arpit Upadhyaya. The minister appealed to the officials to fully implement all the central schemes for ensuring sustainable and holistic development of the citizens. A delegation of the Federation of Khasi, Jaintia and Garo People, FKJGP, yesterday submitted a report to Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma on the status of water samples collected through random sampling from 46 different water tanks across Shillong City. According to reports, water in at least 44 tanks was found to be contaminated. Briefing media persons, FKJGP President Dundee Kongsit informed that the Chief Minister assured that the matter would be looked into at the earliest. Rickman Moorman yesterday took charge as the new president of the Meghalaya unit of the Bharatiya Janata Party during a formal induction ceremony held at BJP state office in Shillong. Briefing media persons, Mr. Moorman said that the party will continue to work together, including the outgoing president who will be helping the new president. Asked about his other priorities, Mr. Moorman said that as of now, his aim is to look after the party and guide it. The Central Reserve Police Force, in collaboration with the Ministry of Women and Child Development, is organising a cross-country bike expedition, Yashasvini, to celebrate Nari Shakti of the country. Yesterday, a total of 150 CRPF women bikers, divided into three teams, embarked on a cross-country rally. These teams started their journeys from the northern, that is Srinagar, eastern, that is Shillong, and southern, that is Kanyakumari regions of the country. They will all converge at the Statue of Unity at Ekta Nagar, Kevadia, Gujarat on the 31st of October. The women bikers are also incorporating the social message of Beti Bachao, Beti Parao into their campaign. The parting out parade of the second batch of Agnivir recruits of 58 Gorkha Training Centre was held yesterday at Harish Parade Ground, GTC, Happy Valley, Shillong. A total of 73 recruits successfully completed the rigorous training. The parade was reviewed by Brigadier Robi Kapoor, the commandant of the 58th Gorkha Training Centre. He congratulated the young soldiers on their readiness to take on the challenges that lie ahead in their service to the nation. The Prime Minister Street Vendors Atmanirbhar Nidhi PM Swanidhi scheme has achieved a momentous milestone by extending its support to more than 50 lakh street vendors across the nation. Street vendors have long played an integral role in the urban informal economy, providing essential goods and services to the residents. An initiative under the aegis of the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs, the scheme has been instrumental in bringing them into the formal economic fold, presenting fresh avenues for upward mobility. The PM Swanidhi, which was launched on the 1st of June 2020, is a microcredit scheme for urban street vendors that aim to provide collateral-free working capital loans of up to 50,000 rupees. The Rebhoi District Sports Association yesterday felicitated Lionel Dalrymple for his outstanding achievement as the best goalkeeper in the Under-19 South Asian Football Federation Club, Cup held in Nepal. Lionel had represented the Indian team in this prestigious tournament and is a dedicated student of the Baichung Bhutia Football School in Delhi. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akash Vani Shillong. Have a nice day.